Good afternoon, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio. Our guest is in place. The weather is lovely, and we are just really glad you've taken time today to be with us on the Agriculture Show. Today is episode number 292, and today's guest is Ann Thompson. And so with that, let's get right off the bat with music. Ann, you've picked your songs here. If you want to get the most ready over there on one of those, which ones do you want to play first, and why do you like it?
Well, why don't we start with the one by the Campfire Poets, please?
Okay.
And the reason I want to start with that one is because certainly I'm here as a representative of the local IPM 2023 match committee, and entertainment is one of the things that's prominent, very popular at the match. And the Campfire Poets are local to the Dufferin area community, mm-hmm. and they're kicking off with a concert on the Saturday night before the match. So they literally are the first event to kick off for the week, and I couldn't think of a better way to kick off music in this segment than with featuring that local band.
That's an excellent choice. Go ahead and press the go.
Okay.
What do you do when you get lonely? Nobody's waiting by your side. You've been running and hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish pride, Layla. You got me on my knees, Layla. Beg it, darling, please, Layla. Well, darling, won't you ease my worried mind? So I won't hesitate.
Hi, my name's Andrew Wood, and I'm from Kitchener. You know, as most young people do, I'm on the internet 24/7, but once in a while, it's good to just listen to something local. And you're listening to CKMS 102.7, and you can stream us anytime at radiowaterloo.ca.
Hi, it's Brianne from Grand Valley. The International Plowing Match is coming to Dufferin County September 19th to 23rd. Everyone is more than welcome to join us, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
We're back, folks, and thanks so much for listening in. It is August the 22nd of 2023, and within a month and a bit, there will be a plowing match in Dufferin County at the beautiful hamlet of Bowling Green and adjoining territory, so look forward to that. So we got so lucky here at the station, the agriculture show sponsored by the World Federation of Agriculture, to have guests come in from that event, and today is Ann Thompson, and she has her first song. Tell us about this first song and what that was all about.
So that first song was a montage from the Campfire Poets,
yes,
who were a local band in the Dufferin and County area who've become very popular. They do the classics all over the last five decades, like the Eagles, Great Big Sea, Johnny Cash, Lynyrd Skynyrd, become very, very popular. And they are actually our kickoff event for this year's Plowing Match. There's going to be a concert. The tickets are available now on Eventbrite. That's going to be held in the RV park on the Saturday night on September 16th. So it actually is the kickoff event. And so if I'm here talking about the Plowing Match and we need to amalgamate and bring in music, I couldn't think of a better first song to use than something from our opening act for the International Plowing Match.
That's good work. And I'm glad you're part of the process, because that's the kind of thing that hopefully people remember, all this great music, and come on out and hear this stuff. And that's a local band up there. The Poets.
Campfire Poets.
Campfire Poets. So with that, we're going to move into the next part of our show today. And this is where we get to know our guests a little bit. And Ann, tell us, how many people sit around the Thompson family Christmas feast or Labor Day feast or Thanksgiving feast? How many people sit around a table at your household?
Well, in my immediate family, yeah, which is my husband and I, we have two adult children. Each of them are married to two wonderful people, and they've given us our first two grandchildren. So in our immediate group, there's six. Mm-hmm. But certainly, I have a sister and her family. My husband has three siblings. A father-in-law is still alive. So our biggest group is when we get the Thompsons together. And when all the Thompsons are together, yeah, we're up about 35 people.
Oh, my goodness. Any traditions with that big crowd? Do you have a euchre game going on or crokinole or something?
There used to be a lot of cards when the kids were younger, and there maybe were no kids around, but certainly we have in that group, there are 11 grandchildren, which my children are part of that generation, and 11 great-grandchildren. So quite mm-hmm. frankly, it's just fun to get together and watch the little ones, and it's just it's a good chance to get together. So we don't seem to have time for games anymore, but it's about getting together.
That's a good point. Any traditions? You all like to open up your Christmas presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
When it's our family, our immediate one, we would typically do something on Christmas Eve after we would go to our Christmas Eve church service. But everything else is on Christmas Day or whenever we're together, because Christmas is whenever you're together.
That's true. And especially, does somebody have, you know, the ultimate recipe to the turkey stuffing? Is there something in charge? You know, I mean, somebody has something that they do or not.
Well, these questions, just so everybody knows, are not pre-planned. And for the Thompson family, if any of them are listening, you'll know that a special occasion is not a special occasion without Grandma Heather Ann's stuffing. And it has to be the way it is. There's no extra vegetables, no sausage, no nothing. Sautéed onions, really simple. But we have a lot of farm boys in that family, and we need a lot of stuffing.
Well, that's good. And I think the beauty of all this is that, you know what, we all have family get-togethers for holidays. Mm-hmm. And we can easily identify what other people do based on our own whatever lovely traditions we have. So thanks for mentioning that.
That's right. Just don't mess with the stuffing recipe.
All right. Let's get back to some more music. What's your second selection and why are we playing this one?
So the second selection is from a group called the Orangeville Show Chorus, and they're a ladies a cappella ensemble out of Orangeville, of course. And I've picked them as our second feature of the music segment because they are actually going to be singing the national anthem mm-hmm. for opening ceremonies on opening day when everybody gathers for those special festivities. They'll also be performing in the afternoon again that day. And if we're about supporting local, about showcasing, these ladies have performed in competitions across North America and done very well. And so I'm very pleased that they're going to be helping us open the show.
Okay. Great song selection. Go ahead. Click the go button.
This is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.ca because it's the real deal.
I'm John Jameson, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo.
Hi there. How you doing, folks? Thanks for listening in. It's the Agriculture Show, and you know what? If you have any questions for us, all you got to do today is send in, go to our website at radiowaterloo.ca, radiowaterloo.ca, and look for the Listen Live tab. That will be /listen if you want to type it in. Guess what? We got a chat box there, and you can ask us what our favorite color is or whatever you want to ask. We'd be glad to answer those questions in our fourth segment. So we've gotten Ann's in studio today, and we talked a little bit about the couple of selection of music. Bands will be up there, a little bit of what they do at the Thompson family for holidays. And this segment is we get to know Ann a bit more, and we say, Ann, how in the world did you end up here on a Tuesday afternoon, August 22nd, talking about the Plowing Match? What is that journey like?
Well, I've been involved with plowing matches over the years in many different capacities, but it's kind of a bit like the television show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And they have that option of call a friend. And in mid-July or thereabouts, Don Van Campen, who is one of the co-chairs of our local IPM committee this year, gave me a call to see if I could come and help her. And over the last year, the local committee have certainly put hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hours into this event. And so why did I get the call then? I'm going to guess it's kind of like a good leader is probably looking to see where you need to shore up your resources, bring in some new ideas. And a lot of the committees have been working incredibly hard over the last year, but they've all had probably different busyness, periods of busyness. But for the marketing and media team, this home stretch is incredibly busy. And so I think she thought they needed some extra horses on the team. And so I said yes to Dawn. And so I'm very happy to be here helping the team. We've certainly had others from the local committee there. And certainly Waterloo is very generous to Federation to share this spot. And so call me a pitch hitter today, and I'm filling in, but I'm happy to be here.
And of course, I'd hazard to guess you're probably a farm kid. Are you call yourself a farm kid or a city kid?
Oh, I've never been a city kid. No, I'm farm born, bred, and raised. Yeah. Grew up on my own family farm. No one in my family tree came to Canada. Only one segment before Confederation. They all predate that. So deep family roots in our family farm. We're all still farming. And
that's my next question. Yeah, there's still a bunch of Thompsons farming away up there.
Thompsons are farming and in my family as well. So when Canada did the 150, I'm very proud to say that our family, including my husband and I and our children, received the 150 for both families who have farmed for 150 years, but also families who've owned the same land for 150 years. So I was quite proud of that.
And there's the interim period between when you grew up on that farm and now. What kind of a career things have you done that qualified you to jump in at the last minute with both feet and take this big job on? What did you do for your career to date?
So when I started working, it was the mid-80s. Fax machines actually made their debut in my early days at work. And so, yes, I'm dating myself. But that was actually in the advertising department, not far from here, in Guelph at United Breeders, which is now known as EastGen. And so throughout my career, which has ebbed and flowed as I've raised my family and helped on the farm, I've been involved in marketing communications throughout that entire time. I was a Queen's Park reporter with Ontario Farmer Publications. And so I've done media and communications works for different farm organizations. So I think Dawn felt that I had a skill set that she could put to good use.
Well, that's good, you know, and I'm just glad you could be able to show up and do our help with our show today and get the message out. And hopefully your experience here in this new medium radio is just as much fun as your long career in journalism.
So. Yeah, I was all print. So this is me and my computer doing my own work. So certainly the studio spirits is new for me. And you know, at the same token, I always believe you don't ask someone to do something you wouldn't do yourself. So while I am a fill-in today, it's giving me a really good insight into how the guests need to prepare and what they need to do and maybe what I need to do to help them do a better job to help you have a good and better show.
Yes, you know how this all works. God bless you. That's a good deal. All right. We're going to certainly want to commit our next segment to IPM talk. That's a big part we're doing, but we're going to play another song again. What do you got for us now? You did that right. Yeah, I was going to say that's the next one going on. Go ahead. That's it. Yeah,
we're good to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Tell us about this girl.
So this girl is Naomi Bristow, and she is part of what we'll call our local Ontario complement in our entertainment tent. And she was 10 years old when she made her debut at the first plowing match. She says she's participated about 8 of the last 13, which makes her a very popular presenter and entertainer. As I say, she's a farm girl, and she travels all across North America. And not only, obviously, the fact that she is brought back signals her phenomenal success and the appeal to the audience. So that's why I wanted to feature her as well. The song I've brought is one that she had 14 million views on her our viral Facebook post. And so it seemed like a really good one to show for her. She's performed with down in Nashville. She's done duets with Vince Gill and different people. So she's certainly a very promising, accomplished young girl from rural Ontario who's making good in the music industry.
All right. Go ahead. Press the go button. Stay locked in, folks. Fresh up that coffee. Here we will be right back.
Said, did you forget me, Father, did you? They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ that came before us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hallelujah.
I'm Don Van Campen from Amaranth, Ontario in Dufferin County, and we're at CKMS 102.7.
Folks, you got Dr. Swamp here on CKMS 102.7 FM Waterloo Radio. It is the place to be for independent local music trying to make things happen.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and through music.
Thanks for joining in today. For us folks, you could be doing a lot of things on a Tuesday at noon, and you're here with us, and we really appreciate that you've done that. So, let's get back to our show. Our guest today is Ann Thompson, and we've had three great songs so to date and two more to go. And now we're in that part of the show where we really want to talk a pile more about the International Plowing Match and how that relates to agriculture. So without getting ahead of Ann too far on this one, we've had previously and hopefully returning is Brianne, who is the charge of the
education.
And agriculture is help when there's an educational component so that our folks, our listeners here in the KW area, our urban listeners, can learn something about agriculture because they're really interested. The majority of people want to know about agriculture, their eyes bug out, but they're distracted by today's modern media, which is like, you know, gotcha moments and all that kind of crazy stuff. So having said that, Brianne in agriculture, that's a good fit. Do you want to start there?
Yes. So Brianne Curtis is in charge of our education program, and that will be taking place in the Hydro One Education Center at the International Plowing Match. And in that program, the team has put together an incredible amount of information. They've compiled a 30-page curriculum connections document because most people today don't have a connection to the farm. They don't have that aunt or that uncle or grandma or grandpa they can go to visit. And their only familiarity with their food connection is when they pick it up at the store. And so agriculture is such a phenomenally diverse, interesting, engaging, dynamic industry that when they align it with the curriculum, there's something in agriculture that will fit within every one of those core subjects. And they've built a program from JK all the way through to grade 12.
Yep.
And we really, you know, as they say, as fewer and fewer people are on a farm, have that connection, creating that awareness, having that conversation, sparking the initiative in the young people as they come to the match. Those are all really valuable opportunities that our industry needs to embrace. And when they come, they'll have a lot of fun at the same time.
Yeah.
And what better way to learn than when you're having fun?
Yeah. So that's a big part of agriculture, and I'm glad you mentioned that one there. Other parts about agriculture include you know, just seeing some of the technology and machinery that's involved.
That's right. So predominantly all of the demonstrations as it relates to machinery at the plowing match are in connection with the plowing itself. And so this is another really good example where we show the diversity of agriculture and the progression of the innovation over the years.
Mm.
So for those folks who want to come and see the plowing with a horse and a horse-drawn plow, that is there. It'll there also be there for the more traditional plow. Over in Europe, they tend to do what they call the reversible plows.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
the thing. Yep.
So that was something that has come over here. And so certainly we'll have competitors in that. And then one of the new components, again, is something called speed plowing. And apparently it is a thing. If you Google it on YouTube, you can see that they are there.
Okay.
And perhaps the easiest way to explain it is picture a tractor pull, only it's a tractor pulling a plow. And so apparently you have to see it to believe it, and it's going to be making its debut appearance here at this year's International Plowing Match and Rural Expo.
I just quickly typed that in, speed plowing, and there you go, folks. There's YouTubes and everything all about it. So
it's a thing.
If you want to see something different, then check that out when you come up. And, you know, for our urban listeners, we know you all are very interested in agriculture, and this is a good way to get the hang of it. And there's an insatiable interest in agriculture from our urban listeners. So that's a good deal. Also at the match, when it comes to agriculture, there'll be, you know, the topics about how was modern farming done, and a lot of people are interested in, you know, how do we treat the land, how we treat livestock, that type of thing. And I've done it some years. I'm getting ahead of myself, but some years, various industry reps are there, and they are doing that, trying to explain modern farming techniques and how they're exactly in line with modern sensibilities.
Well, and I was just going to say, I know that there's an agriculture pavilion. The proper proper naming of it certainly does escape me at the moment, but that will be a chance for people to get an up close with livestock. There's going to be beef, dairy, sheep. Those are going to be livestock shows through the 4-H program, and there's going to be sheep shearing demonstrations as well. And so certainly everybody that is there, everybody that's involved in our industry, they're proud ambassadors of it. They're very passionate about it, and they're going to be there and excited to show people about what we're doing in agriculture today.
Yeah, good work. So any other things you want to add to that connection between agriculture and Plowing Match? You have your own personal history of agriculture, still got family members farming, and now you're using some of your agricultural knowledge and professional training in support of the Plowing Match. Is there anything else you think our listeners, I mean, we're going to have another section of our show, which is, you know, stuff you wish the host remembered, but the dumb guy didn't ask. So if it comes, anything comes to mind, just stick that away in the back of your mind. We'll come back to it. But in general, then, anything else you want to add to the discussion about agriculture? What do people need to know about agriculture in Ontario?
Well, you know, I think the thing that's worth mentioning here as well is that Dufferin is a largely rural area. Mm. You know, there's a large land mass made up of several townships and towns. And that agriculture remains a very significant economic driver for the community. And so I think it's an exciting opportunity to have the Plowing Match here in Dufferin in the heart of that. They're calling it the heart of the headwaters.
Yep.
But to have that type of rural focus, but yet we are right on the fringe of the largest population in Ontario. So within an hour's drive of this match site, the people in downtown Toronto and draw that circle around, it takes in an incredibly large footprint of potential people within an hour's drive of the match site who can come and see it. And so we're certainly hoping that in addition to the additional or the traditional folks who come and visit because they love it and they come every year and it's a tradition, we're certainly hoping to capitalize and attract and draw new visitors to the Plowing Match this year. Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity for sure.
Yes, it's a tradition now. I don't know how many years, 100 and some odd years. And
104.
So you know what?
104.
There are children of children who are still coming to Plowing Match nowadays, right? So it's a good deal. So if you want to see something new and different for our urban listeners in Ontario, check out the Plowing Match every September and this year in Dufferin County and Bowling Green and adjoining territories and all that kind of stuff. Don't forget, you know what, I know previous guest Garrett was the mayor of Amaranth Township, and there are significant and interesting resources that are available through those municipal governments, including various museums and other kind of points of interest. So if you want to make a day or a week trip up to Dufferin County, don't forget to check out those other resources and have some fun when you're visiting the Headwaters region.
Absolutely. I know that certainly the Central County's tourism and each of the municipalities have their tourism segment. And on their website, there are links through the Plowing Match one as well, www.plowingmatch.org/IPM2023. There are certainly links of things to see and do because we have some fabulous eateries, some fabulous attractions. Certainly you mentioned a museum. The Dufferin Museum is quite phenomenal. Certainly some interesting, unique things there. I understand the cornflower display of the stemware. It's
oh, yeah.
It was created in that area, so they got there's lots to see and do, and certainly I know the folks of Dufferin County would be happy to have them come and visit.
Okay, Let's get back to some more great music. And next one, I think not that tab. I think next tab over was the one we got queued up, right? There we go. Okay, what do we got going here and what's going on?
So this is ABBA. And ABBA's very catchy. It's very popular. And one of the things through the partnership with the Ontario Plowman's Association, who are the parent host of the match, they always bring in some fabulous tribute bands in addition to the local talent that we feature.
Right on.
And so we have some fabulous tribute bands that will be appearing throughout the week. An ABBA tribute band will be playing.
Okay.
And so what better way to sort of kick up the mood on a Tuesday at noon than something from the ABBA collection?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at Radio Waterloo. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
Hi, it's Chris Garris from the Township of Amaranth. We're hosting the International Plowing Match in September, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
Once again, thanks for listening in today, folks. Boy, we're just moving along quite nicely. Ann Thompson is our guest today, and we are talking all things agriculture and ply match and all that kind of stuff. And at this stage, oh, man, isn't that lovely? Guess what? Do you hear that ping? Somebody just asked us a question. Isn't that peachy? This is the part of the show, folks, where I challenge our guests to, you know, as your host, I often forget the right questions of what I want to ask. And if there's any kind of questions you wish the host would ask, but the dumb guy didn't, this is the right time to do it. And pursuant to that end, we have tried to solicit comments from on our chat, list CKMS listener chat, and I think one just came in. You know what? With that kind of a wide open thing, you're looking at that comment. Do you want to respond to it or not?
I surely can. So for those who are listening, I'll just let you know that guest 5550 says hello to everybody. And they're asking what are some of the other interesting entertainment that's coming to the match. So through the sampling of the music that we've shared today, it sort of gives you a taste of some of it. But I will just say we've got an incredible selection as it relates to, we just did ABBA. So let's talk about the tribute bands, as I say. So we've got an Off the Rock tribute band. We've got a Johnny Cash tribute band. We've got a Night Fever, ABBA Mania, and Hotel California. So for those of you who like something upbeat, the classics and those get you grooving kind of, there will be one of those tribute bands performing each day. The schedule will be posted on the IPM website so that people cannot miss them. But we've also got a lot of local things as well. We have an elementary school choir that's going to be coming, the Grand River Band. We've got the Brewery Boys, the Royal City Ambassadors, and I think I may stand corrected, but I believe that's the we did a song today with the ladies a cappella group from Orangeville. Mm-hmm. I believe that might be the Guelph male a cappella group that's coming. We have Adam Cousins. We have Greg Holmes and Friends. We have the Itchy Scratchy Band, which is popular in the local area. We have the Orange Peel Morris Entertainers, which are an interesting group to see. Kara Smith Band, Busting Loose, Freddie Vett and his Rhinestone Plowboys. So each and every, and that's just a sampling.
Say that again.
Freddie Vett and his Rhinestone Plowboys. So each,
how can you not want to miss that? It's a good one.
Yeah, so each and every day there really is something for everyone. Even on opening day, of course, there's going to be a parade. So there will be bands marching in the parade. I believe there are three bands. So in addition to the demonstrations and the food and the plowing, the everything else that you can do there, certainly entertainment is a good focus, and there's something for every taste.
Good stuff. I'm glad you have that list of all those bands in there. We really, you know, at the community radio station, local musicians are a thing for us as well. So this is a really good fit that we have a chance to talk about local musicians. And I'll just put a plug in for those guys. You know what? Folks, just go to a local establishment, whether you prefer the big venues or a small corner bar with a guitar. Just get out there into those joints and help them out. Stay in business and support a musician, and life is good. So thanks for having that long list of local talent.
Well, and I think that that's important for everyone, yeah, right? As with COVID and everyone's coming out, those smaller, intimate, boutique-y style venues are becoming popular again, and certainly music plays a big part in that. So the Dufferin has a lot they're very proud to showcase. So,
what getting back to music a bit, just for curiosity, do you like to hit the local small bar with the guitar player in the corner? Or are you a big venue participant? What, I mean, you go out for music. What's that like? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we haven't had a lot of time to go out for music between the farm and everything else we had going on. But I mean, we went and saw Elton John's when he was in Toronto the last time before COVID.
Okay.
That was probably the biggest concert I've ever been to see. And of course, he's a phenomenal showman, so it was spectacular. But I very much do enjoy going to the little venues, little restaurants that have someone on a keyboard or the guitar or the local theater. So it's as varied as my taste and as time allows. Cool. So
that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And I think a lot of musicians and places that provide a venue for them are glad to hear the people like yourself and comments. Well, you have one more comment coming in here. You want to kick, and I can hear that peeping away there. This is guest 671. They don't put their name down, but we'll guess who that might be or not.
Okay, so it wants to know when our local plowing match is. Yeah. So for those that are listening that don't know, within Ontario, there is across the regions, there's regional local plowmen's associations. So Dufferin County is part of the Peel Dufferin Plowmen's Association. And their local match is coming up on the last Thursday of the month, so next week. It's on Mississauga Road at Lionsdale Farm. Okay. So if you're traveling north on Mississauga, it's just north of Old School Road between Old School and King on the east side. Okay. There's a sign out there and a big, beautiful harvested wheat field, and it is the largest attraction in Peel for the farm community. So let's pray for good weather and a good turnout. So
I'll just put a plug in for the Ontario Plowmen's Association on their website. Is a listing of all local plowing matches, including one in Waterloo coming up in October, and our friends in Oxford County. Have a look there, and you'll see the match that Anne's mentioned in there as well. Local
100%. Matches. 100%.
And some of those people do move on to the IPM. I'm not too 100% sure of the scoring regime for the Plowman Association, but I do. Certainly, it's not unreasonable that those folks would show up at a local match.
Absolutely. And so this is very much, even though for the public that's coming, it's something to see and to enjoy, take an interest in. For the plowman, this very much is serious business. So they are right. People plow at the local, then they advance on through. As an example, the people that won champion plowman at the International Plowing Match last year will be representing Canada at the Canadian World Canadian Plowing Match, which is being held next week, the other side of Toronto, so not too far from here, considering it could be hosted anywhere in Canada. So this is very much about getting that chance to go on and earn points, and that unplanned question is actually, I'm going to say, a pretty good segue. I don't know when you're ready to cue the music, but I was just going to say the reason I chose this last song is because in the middle of all of the entertainment and the food and the attractions and the demonstrations, the camaraderie, the fellowship, the festivities, in amidst the everything that makes the IPM the IPM, we can't forget at the roots of it, it is the plowmen, the men and women from across the province who have earned their rights at their local match to come and participate at the IPM and hopefully move on and represent us. I'll just say that I'm a member of our local plowmen's. I'm incredibly proud of our local group, and certainly we have a proud history. There's only two plowmen in all of Canada, mm-hmm. who have become world plowmans, and they have come from the Peel Dufferin Plowmans Association. So I'm incredibly proud of that history that our local association has, our chance to showcase it. And so the song that I chose next was We Are the Champions by Queen, because again, we don't want to forget the plowman, and we're here, it's about them. And of course, the young women who will be coming to compete in the Ontario Queen of the Furrow. And it seemed in my mind like a really good choice to as my final music selection.
Okay, go ahead.
My bows and my curtain call.
fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time to lose us, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
I'm Tim. You are listening to CKMS 102.7, RadioWaterloo.ca.
Hi, this is Scarlett from Paris. You are listening to CKMS 102.7, RadioWaterloo.ca. Thanks for looking out for each other. You are not alone.
I'm Dave Piper from the North Dumfries Historical Preservation Society. What do I like about community radio? Well, I think it helps create an identity for the local community. And all communities have to have some and need some form of identity to appreciate what's going on around them.
Okay, we're back. And would you be so kind to do a little promo for us? We'll get you to do one straight promo and one for the plying match. You want to start there? Just repeat that. Hi, I'm Ann Thompson from wherever you are, and say this. You listen to CKMS Radio. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm happy to do that for you. So I am Ann Thompson, and I am here at CKMX 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
That's lovely. CKMS.
CKMS?
Yes.
Do you want me to try again?
Oh, I love that. You did a good job there. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Ann Thompson, and I'm here in the studio at CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo, coming to you.
That's the best. Let's do a short one for the ply match. I'll play them before while the ply match comes up.
Okay.
When you throw the words ply match in there, that'd be beautiful.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Ann Thompson, and I'm here with CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Please come and visit us at the International Plowing Match and Rural Expo this September in Dufferin County. Hope to see you then.
That's great. Just like we practiced at 7 o'clock this morning, right?
Well, I just, I do want to say thank you to you for this. I know that you've made this available for our guests to help promote. And a special thank you to the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, whom I understand have given us their spots to do this in the lead up to the match. And that really does speak to what is really strong in our agricultural community. That's everybody working together. So I just want to give a shout out to those folks in Waterloo County from the Federation to say thank you very much. We do appreciate it.
I'm glad you said that. We're going to also want to know a little bit about yourself and moving forward. What are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? What are you doing the next 2 hours?
The next 2 hours, I'll be heading home so I can hunker down back in my desk. We've got a lot of work to do in under my umbrella to help get the stories about what's going on. There's some great stuff that's happening, and I want to do justice to the work that the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of volunteers that have put in, and the staff, certainly from the Ontario Plowmen's Association and the host partners in the Township of Amaranth and Grand Valley, certainly those staff as well at the county who've worked to do this. So I've got my work to do to get some stuff out there. So a lot of things are going by the wayside over the next 2 hours, 2 weeks, the next month help get us across the finish line.
What about the next 2 days? What are you doing in the next 2 days?
Oh, I'm serious when I say I'm hunkered down in my office working at my computer to get everything ready.
And 2 weeks? You think you?
Let's see.
When do the first promotional things happen for the ply match? That's one thing we could talk about there. You know, you're going to have a media day or something, things like that going on.
Typically,
right?
Yes.
Like pre-match activity.
Yes. So as it relates to pre-match, the only, with the exception, of course, of the Campfire Poets, which is this Saturday, and I should mention on the Sunday immediately before the match is also a worship service, an interdenominational worship service outdoor in the RV park. Always well attended. There's about 80 to 90 people who are participating between music and whatever. So I think it's a very important and it's a very traditional way that they kick off the match. So I'm super excited. They've had such strong community uptake. And then about 2 weeks before that, we do have a chance to invite some of the local media out to see the match site and those get a feel for where it is, what it's going to look like. And those details are all being prepared as we speak, actually.
Yeah, the match is like on September 19th, so we're within a month of that. So in 2 months, you think you all be sitting down and relaxing and not want to talk about match, or will you be doing a post-match synopsis? Or what's going on in 2 months? What's that? What about 2 months? Where are you going to be at?
Let's see, August, September, October. Oh, probably catching up on the everything that I haven't got done while I've been doing this. But in 4 weeks today, we will all be at opening ceremonies, which will be Tuesday morning. That's a big day at the match. Lots going on. So 4 weeks today, I know exactly where I will be. and I'm hoping that many of our listeners will join us there as well.
And 2 years?
2 years.
What about holidays? You must be taking some. What about holidays you didn't have for the summer? Are you be thinking you'd be traveling in 2 years somewhere, maybe?
You know what? My husband, we haven't had a lot of chance for holidays. We're very much with the farm. We've both always grown up with the farm, so we haven't always had a lot of time to travel. Right. But certainly, my husband and I have a bucket list that maybe we can tick off one or two of those over the next couple of years for sure.
Excellent. 20 years, we can leave that for another day, huh? 20 years, that's a long ways out. But I guess you're so quick, eh?
I hope that I'm still young enough and active enough that I'm engaging with my grandkids and still out there having fun with everybody. So,
see, I'm glad I asked that question. That's a good deal. All right, folks, listen, right off the bat, I want to talk about, just want to thank Ann on behalf of the Pine Match Committee and herself to come up today and talk about agriculture and the Pine Match. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in today. Come back in 6 days and 22 hours for another guest, new guest, or a repeat show, depending on schedules. Looks like we'll have guests. And you know what? If you ate today, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer. And with that, we'll see you later. Bye for now.
Thank you for having us.